Istanbul's Kaptan Pasha neighborhood, a working-class district where everybody knows and sticks up for each other. Turkey's Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan grew up in this modest apartment building. The residents are proud of it. Some gather in the neighborhood tea shop to play cards and chat. Unemployed waiter Urunder Terkan says Mr. Erdogan is popular because he's a devout Muslim.
We like our prime minister because he prays and fasts. Our country is 98% Muslim, and a prime minister who follows our beliefs, of course, everybody will like him.
Not everybody. Anti-government demonstrations continue in Taksim Square. They began 1 year ago over the proposed demolition of a park, but have broadened into a general call for Mr. Erdogan to resign. Security guard Sati Ay.
He uses disproportionate force. He oppresses people. He sees only one side. We don't know why. He never listens to us. He just acts like a dictator.
But in Kaptan Pasha, where residents are known to be tough, many say the prime minister should not back down. Textile worker Eris Doğan.
Sometimes he's rough. Sometimes he's soft. And people like this characteristic. More than 50% of them support him.
Mr. Erdogan, now 59 years old, became prime minister in 2003. He has been re-elected twice by an ever larger percentage of the voters. As a boy, he worked odd jobs to help support his family. He became active in political Islam as a teenager and served 4 months in jail for reading an Islamist poem at a rally. As mayor of Istanbul in the mid-1990s, he was popular for cleaning up and modernizing the city. A professional football player in his youth, he built a stadium for his old team that bears his name. As prime minister, he has launched many infrastructure and urban renewal projects. Under his leadership, Turkey's economy has quadrupled and the middle class has grown. But critics say his programs mostly favor the rich. In Kaptan Pasha, some patrons privately express reservations about their favorite son, 72-year-old retiree Hıdır Aydın.
He was a good friend. He was nice, a good person. And he was loyal to his friends. But I don't know now. Now he's too high, like a helicopter in the sky.
But Aydın does not want to speak ill of his former neighbor. Besides, he says, he was a good football player. Scott Bob, VOA News, Istanbul.